On Thursday, I spoke with California Republican Congressman Tom McClintock about his lead sponsorship of the Default Protection Act. It's a piece of legislation that passed the House of Representatives on Wednesday that would make sure that the United States makes its payments on interest related to the national debt if, in fact, the debt ceiling is not extended in the coming days. We also got his reaction to the president's vow to veto such legislation. Towards the end of that interview, I briefly went to a different topic and asked Congressman McClintock for his reaction to the drama that has played out over the election of the next Speaker of the House. Congressman McClintock is a former member of the House Freedom Caucus, which was instrumental in forcing the resignation of John Boehner and the withdrawal of Kevin McCarthy as the next Speaker of the House. The congressman was very direct in his analysis of recent developments and why he believes, despite their best intentions, the House Freedom Caucus is actually hurting the conservative cause on Capitol Hill.
Well, the danger of the House Freedom Caucus is that their position is that decisions on running the House that are traditionally made by the majority party in its conference ought to be moved instead to the House floor. And I've tried repeatedly to warn them that on the House floor there is a disciplined block of 188 Democrats who get to vote, led by Nancy Pelosi. Not one of them gets to vote in the House Republican Conference. You want to move these decisions over selecting a speaker or scheduling floor votes from the conference to the House floor, beware. Those 188 Democrats are far more likely to combine with the 30 most liberal Republicans in the House, not the 30 most conservative. And indeed, that's now what's happening. We've already seen that with the scheduling of the revival of the Export-Import Bank. That's a battle that we had won. The Export-Import Bank, which is a poster child for crony capitalism, expired on June 30th. Because it is opposed by a majority of the Republican conference, it was never scheduled for a vote to be renewed. But when the Freedom Caucus broke that tradition, it freed the liberals in the conference to join with Democrats and execute the first discharge petition in 12 years, and now we're going to have a vote on that, and those 188 Democrats will combine with the most liberal members of the Republican conference and vote that bill out. And the real danger for conservatives is the same math works for amnesty for illegal aliens, blowing the lid off of the spending caps, bringing back the tawdry era of congressional earmarks. That's the Pandora's box the House Freedom Caucus has opened. And by threatening to withhold votes on the House floor for the Republican conference's selection for speaker, there's already now discussion if Paul Ryan isn't able to make that 218-vote threshold, there will be a coalition formed between those 188 Democrats and the 30 most liberal members of our conference. So what the Freedom Caucus has done in the name of conservatism is to move the political center of gravity of the House dramatically to the left.
Is it your sense that Ryan's going to end up as Speaker?
I certainly hope so. No thanks to the Freedom Caucus.
Sir, we'll call time there. We'll certainly keep following the leadership race as well as your important work in trying to make sure that there is no damage to the full faith and credit of the United States. Thank you, sir, very much for your time today.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
You bet. California Republican Congressman Tom McClintock represents his state's 4th Congressional District, and again, he's the lead sponsor of the Default Prevention Act. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.